Hey, gun owners, how are you today? I'm going to tell you something that will infuriate you, so grab a drink and have a seat and hold on to your hat before I anger you purposefully. I apologize in advance. I want to first thank the sponsor of the video. It's Lear Capital. I also want to tell you about a new report that I read from them. It's called $3,200 gold, and it's pretty interesting, guys. It explains the correlation between rising debt and rising gold prices, and while we're at it, it's no secret that our government is addicted to printing money, and they're not going to stop. There's not a president or a politician that'll stop it anytime soon. And if you believe that, like I truly do, then I encourage you to call now and get the free report to understand how rising debt means rising gold, and there's an opportunity where you could possibly make some money and increase your wealth. It's great information from Lear Capital. It's absolutely free. It's just education that they provide for us. If you're considering buying gold, now's a great time to look into it. Many of you have made purchases through my link. It's down below. I've invested myself, and I am extremely glad I did. Call 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075. Or head over to the link, LearGG.com. Thanks to Lear Capital for being phenomenal. Okay, here it comes. I warned you. You're about to be angered. Thanks to our friends at Gun Owners of America, they have uncovered that there's a company out there that has been a conglomerate for information, specifically our information. It's called dmdatabases.com. And if you head over there and in the search field you type in gun owners, this is what you see. When you tap into their gun owners email list and mailing list, this is what you get. It says, "Welcome to the largest marketing database of gun owners. With a whopping 20 million plus verified email addresses, and this gun owner's email list, marketing list, is selectable by an extensive array of demographics and psychographics, such as age, gender, ethnicity, marital status, education level, occupation, political party, and much more." And here you can also check on your filtering options. What do they offer? What are they really getting at here? What are they offering to their potential clients? Well, these are their unique gun owner email lists, which you could purchase. Affluent gun owners email list is about 8 million email addresses, 70 plus of age. Elder gun owner email list, about 14 million email addresses, 20 something email lists of 7 million, female gun owner list of 31 million, Democrat gun owner list of 22 million. That's 22 million people who vote against the Second Amendment routinely every election, yet they want the gun to protect themselves. Good for them, but not for you. If you're a Democrat and you vote Democrat, you're voting to restrict the Second Amendment, and shame on you. Renters that own guns email list, 1.5 mil gun owners with advanced degrees. New York City gun owners email list, and all of the above email quantities represent one name slash email per household. They also offer the gun owners marketing list by city, and it says about 40% of households own a gun, though for some cities this percentage is much higher. In fact, that there are some zip codes where the percentage is a staggering 80%. Good place to live. And vice versa, there are some zip codes where less than 10% of households own a gun. Then they also have digital campaign to gun owner clubs, where they'll help you reach 1,052 gun and hunting clubs, 1,100 shooting ranges, 3,699 gun retailers, 17,422 police departments, 712 paintball game facilities. Then on the concealed carry gun owner list, it says, "Due to a lack of data sources, we're unable to compile a list of concealed carry gun owners, though, as an alternative, we recommend focusing on occupations with a high propensity for concealed carry gun permit holders. Some possible occupations would include law enforcement officers, security guards, executives at firearms-related companies, private investigators, bail bondsmen, armored guards, convenience store and liquor store owners, gun store managers and owners, etc." Then there's the avid gun owners mailing list. If you're seeking a mailing list of very passionate gun owners, then the surest route is to focus on gun owners that subscribe to gun magazines. And for this unique gun owner mailer list, we recommend a database comprising of the most popular gun magazines, all aggregated into one master gun owner database, which will include subscribers to the following publications. And you can see Guns and Ammo, Handguns Magazine, Rifle Shooter, Shooting Times, Shotgun News, This custom email list of avid gun owners exceeds 280,000 people on the list. Then there's how to reach gun owners with digital campaigns. Note that mailing and email data is not available with these digital gun owner lists. These custom gun owner segments do not have any identifiable contact information. These custom gun owners' digital lists are only for digital ad campaigns, where DMD will serve your digital ads to these unique gun owners. Our data specialists will share more information upon request. And of course, there are four different lists. The first one is interest in exercising the Second Amendment rights, are a priority to those who follow the National Rifle Association. This audience has been observed to research pistols, ammunition, holsters, shooting ranges, and other gun accessories. Shooting list number two, this audience loves tactical paintball. People in this audience play different game formats like Capture the Flag, Woods Ball, and Milsim. This audience may have past exposure to military and law enforcement training and have been observed to own various types of paintball guns and a paintball mask and marker. Digital list three consists of individuals who are gun owners with a concealed permit and interested in guns, shooting, and ammo-related products. And number four are people looking to buy a firearm for hunting and or self-defense. This audience has been seen researching different types of pistols, rifles, shotguns, like bolt action, semi-automatic, or pump action. They may be interested in brands like Browning, Beretta, Remington, or TriStar. Now, they even had some statistics to try to sell you these lists. About 30% of Americans own a gun. About 70% of Americans do not own a gun. I think those are grossly incorrect. About 40% of households have some type of firearm. About 60% of households do not have any type of firearm. About 48% of white men own a gun. About 25% of white women own a gun. About 25% of non-white men own a gun. About 44% of Republicans own a gun. About 20% of Democrats own a gun. About 46% of rural dwellers own a gun. And about 28% of suburbanites own a gun. And about 19% of city dwellers own a gun. Now, Jared, how are they getting those statistics and names? Well, anytime you put your name on anything that can be scanned or sold or copied, it is. For all the people who say in the comments, like, I'm not going to do that. I don't want my name on a list. I don't want to buy a suppressor. I don't want my name on a list. Guys and gals, we are on all the lists. If you bought a gun, you filled out a 4473, the ATF has already been caught by Gun Owners of America, creating a searchable database of billions of guns, right? Over a billion transactions. So you're on a list. So if you add a suppressor, you don't think that, still don't know who you are, you bought the damn gun you want to put the suppressor on. I guess I wanted you to know that what we've already known or thought is verified. You're on a list, and the list is for sale, and come election time, it's going to be bought by numerous people, including Republicans. If you remember, every 2 years this happens. This is called an election. But this year happens to be a presidential election. And you're going to have people who say, I support the Second Amendment. And there's a picture of a break-action double-barrel shotgun, and they're in their Elmer Fudd hat. What I like to do is, this is the season that they come door-to-door in some areas, and they start doing the grassroots thing, and they knock on your door, and they want to have a conversation. I always ask them, what do you think about the Second Amendment? What does it mean to you? Don't recite it to me. What does it mean to you? What do you think about all the infringements in government? What are you going to do to change it? What guns do you own? What gun are you carrying right now? When's the last time you went shooting? Those are the questions I ask, and more. Because if they can't answer those, they're not for the Second Amendment. They're just trying to farm your vote. Same is true for the Democrats. It's just been a time-honored tradition. If I know I want to vote, and I know this neighborhood is, you know, millionaires, I'm going to say, I'm an entrepreneur just like you. If I know they're poorer people, I'm going to say, hey, I know what the struggle's like. I grew up tough. It's a game they play, and we're the pawns. See through the smoke, be part of the fix. 2024 is about solidarity, guys and gals. I was hard on the Democrats earlier, the Democrats who are gun owners. We want you in our community. We want every American to experience the Second Amendment. But you can't vote for the people who are looking to take it away. And Joe Biden, for the last 4 years, 3.5 years, has proven He will do whatever it takes to take away that right, as have every president before him. So the fix is at the local level. Let me know what you guys and gals think down below. Subscribe to the channel if you could. If you want to stay in the know, I'll bring you information daily about the Second Amendment. Hard-hitting facts that you're probably not going to find unless you come to Guns and Gadgets. And I appreciate you for that. Help me get to that 700,000 subscriber mark. That is my goal that I've always thought it was unattainable. And it's within reach. And with your help, we can get there. So subscribe down below. I appreciate y'all. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you on the next one. You are your own second. You're on your own second? Your own first responder. Use your Second Amendment, man. I need a coffee. Take care, y'all.